Do you know why finding your why is so important? We're going to discuss it, and we're also going to discuss what Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense, just said. He said that the Russians and Chinese have direct energy weapons, also known as DEWs. I know, off topic, but I had to talk about it because mainstream media isn't. Plus, your chance to win 1,000 Monarch tokens. So stick around, we're going to cover a lot. I'll be right back.
Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What is going on, crypto family? So before we jump into why it's so important to find your why, I wanted to kind of discuss these fires again. As you can see, the smoke here is ridiculous, right? It is, California is basically just on fire. And even here in Nevada, you know, it's all just rolling in. It's pretty horrible for anybody on the West Coast right now as far as smoke-wise. But what's crazy is, you know, we have these power lines that fall. We have lightning strikes that hit, and these things cause fires. But what the mainstream media doesn't cover is all the fires that are started by arsonists. And then there are a ton of arsonists out there, because this isn't some kind of conspiracy theory here, peeps. There's literally tons of pictures of and all kinds of local media that have covered this and said that they catch them. And then an hour later, they're out there and they're starting more fires. And it's ridiculous, right? So there's all those stories out there. I won't dive too deep into that. But what I saw yesterday was kind of strange, right? I saw the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, and he came out yesterday and he said that China and Russia had weaponized their satellites with DEWs, you know, DEWS, or direct energy weapons. I don't know if you ever seen like James Bond, that movie, was it Die Another Day? They had this satellite from space that sent this beam, you know, of fire from space down to Earth that, you know, kind of just blazed a path of you know, just destruction, right? And yeah, so stuff like that. That's pretty much what Esper was saying. What, buddy? What? Okay. All right. Sorry, she was feeling neglected. So anyways, Esper was up there telling us that China and Russia had these direct energy weapons, and it's basically just like that stuff that you saw in the James Bond movie Die Another Day. And then you have all these tons of, you know, social media, you know, pictures that these beams of fire that are coming down from space or from planes, and it's social media, right? So you never really know what's been photoshopped, what's real, you know, if it's just a joke, all that kind of stuff, right? But then when you have Esper come out and basically say, not basically, he actually did say that China and Russia have weaponized their satellites, right? And so that they have these direct energy weapons. So when you see all these fires and you know, you see these arsonists, or maybe you don't see them on mainstream, but you know, you can on other, you know, platforms and things like that. And then you show, or I guess you see all these images of these houses that are just obliterated, right? They're just like burnt to cinders, but all the trees, all the shrubs, everything else is unharmed. The mainstream media, they don't cover any of this stuff, and I wonder why. Do you wonder why? I wonder why. But, and I wonder what's their why for not covering it, right? But as I was speaking, you kind of see some of the stuff that I'm talking about, so you don't think I'm just a crazy person here, because all this stuff you can find for yourself. This is not conspiracy theory. It's just stuff that's not being covered by the mainstream media. So it's easy, very easy to find the statement made by Mark Esper from the DOD stating that China and Russia has weaponized their satellites. So I suggest you check it out. And I also, again, just wonder why we're not all just hearing about this everywhere. But anyways, let me put the dog down for a second. Here we go. Let's talk about finding your why and why it is so important. So if you've, I guess, ever read any kind of personal development books or watched any TED Talks, you know, or actually you probably heard in some point in time, you know, people say that you need to find your why. I'm sure you've heard this before. We actually did a video not too long ago with Simon Sinek, or not with him, but on his book, you know, Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why. And, you know, we kind of discussed as to why your why can benefit you in business and in life. What we didn't really discuss was how to find your why, so to speak, right? So that's kind of what we're going to focus on in this video right here. And now, if you know Frederick Nietzsche, he once said, "He who has a why can endure anyhow. A strong why will help you get through struggling times and hardships, while others may just have a job that they hate and can easily quit." Sorry, I got tongue tied right there. But in this video right here, we're gonna go over some of these different ways to find your why. Now, what happens if you don't, you know, find your why at the end of this video? Well, that's okay, all right? It's okay. Some people will find their whys, you know, faster than others. It may take months or it might take years to find yours, so don't beat yourself up too much about it. One thing that you may wanna try is to start a journal. Watch videos about finding your why, read books, articles, all that kind of stuff, right? Think on paper, so to speak. See what patterns that you end up, you know, finding. What are some of your strengths? These strengths cover your talents, natural abilities, life skills, marketable skills, people skills, all that kind of stuff, right? They are things that you are naturally good at or become good at after some effort. These are things that you do with ease and wonder, you know, how anybody could struggle with doing these types of tasks. Do these strengths make other lives better? For many people, helping others or a goal, you know, that helps improve the world gives them a great sense of purpose. Many times we have strengths that we don't even realize. Maybe you should ask your friends and your family if you don't know what they are, right? That can kind of help you kind of find them together, so to speak. When people come to you for help, you know, what are they typically asking for? That's another way you can find out that maybe you're good at something, right? What activities have you done where you don't notice the passing of time? Have you ever kind of got into something and you just kind of entered this flow state, so to speak, and the next thing you know, hours have just kind of passed and you feel energized and you actually really enjoyed it? What were you doing? You know, maybe you haven't found anything like this yet. Try different things, you know, different hobbies, different tasks, stuff like that. If you do just one thing, right, and it's not something that you're really passionate about because you do it because of maybe money, your life kind of might feel like an uphill battle for, I don't know, maybe the next 30 years or so. But on the other hand, if you have purpose and you're passionate about what you do, you could work a ton of hours, but feel more energized than somebody that's just working like 25 hours in a week if they do a job that they actually hate. One of the classic exercises for finding your why is to imagine that you went to the doctor and you were only given 1 year to live, all right? What would you do with that last year? Your why may actually be in your answer. Another classic way is to ask yourself why 5 different times in a row. While you can use this to find your why, you can also use it in things like goal setting. For example, let's say you ask yourself, I want to make $1 zillion or whatever it is because of blank. All right, what did you come up with? Let's say that you want to earn an extra $1,000 per month because I need more money. All right, well, why do I need more money? Maybe you can't pay all of your bills. Why do I need to pay all of my bills? Because I want to have a place to live and have electricity. Why do you need a place to live? Because I don't want to be homeless. Why don't you want to be homeless? Because it may be dangerous living on the streets. Why do you think it's dangerous? You know, and it just kind of goes on and on and on, right? So you kind of ask yourself why 5 times in a row. Basically, you can use these why questions to dig deeper and to figure out why you believe things or why you may or may not want to do something. You may be surprised to find out what some of these answers you have actually are. So the last one, this is kind of morbid, I'm not gonna lie, but it can help you kind of think backwards, so to speak. Is there a sentence on your tombstone, you know, in your mind? You know, what would it be? I know it's kind of dark, but it also kind of helps you think about what it is in life you want to accomplish. It helps you kind of think past the current situations. You know, for example, you know, you may not want to say it, but, you know, boy, he sure could watch a lot of TV. Could you imagine that being on your tombstone? You know, boy, he sure could watch a lot of TV. So think about that, right? What is it that you would want on your tombstone? That might actually help you kind of figure out what your why is, because then you'll actually start thinking about, you know, some purpose and things like that that'll get you to your why. All right, so to summarize, you may not find your why in just a few minutes or just in this video. It may take hours, it may take days, weeks, maybe even years, who knows? But the more that you focus on finding it and tracking your thoughts and keeping up with strengths and passions and all that kind of stuff, the more likely you are to find it. So, do you know your why? What is something that gets you into that kind of that flow state where you're at your best and time just kind of, you know, just fades away? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Also, let us know too, what other topics or what are the things you want us to cover in these videos? So God bless you. Love you. Stay safe and sane in this crazy upside down world. Catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you, love you, and I'll catch you all in the next one.